Welcome to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press subscribe to get notified of new stories. And of course, share them with a friend. And now the tale of Benjamin Bunny. One morning, a little rabbit sat on a bank. He pricked up his ears and listened to the trit-trot, trit-trot of a pony. A carriage was coming along the road. It was driven by Mr. McGregor, and beside him sat Mrs. McGregor in her best bonnet. As soon as they had passed, little Benjamin Bunny slid down into the road and set off, with a hop, skip, and a jump, to call on his relatives, who lived in the wood at the back of Mr. McGregor's garden. That wood was full of rabbit holes, and in the nearest, sandiest hole of all, lived Benjamin's aunt and his cousins, Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. Old Mrs. Rabbit was a widow. She earned a living by knitting rabbit wool mittens. She also sold herbs and rosemary tea and lavender. Little Benjamin did not very much want to see his aunt. He came around the back of the fir tree and nearly tumbled upon the top of his cousin Peter. Peter was sitting by himself. He looked poorly and was dressed in a red cotton pocket handkerchief.
"Peter," said little Benjamin in a whisper, "who has got your clothes?"
Peter replied,
"The scarecrow at Mr. McGregor's garden,"
and described how he had been chased about the garden and had dropped his shoes and his coat. Little Benjamin sat down beside his cousin and assured him that Mr. McGregor had gone out with Mrs. McGregor, and certainly for the day because she was wearing her best bonnet. Peter said that he hoped that it would rain. At this point, old Mrs. Rabbit's voice could be heard inside the rabbit hole, calling,
"Cottontail, Cottontail, fetch me some chamomile."
Peter said that he thought he might feel better if he went for a walk. They went away hand in hand and got upon the flat top of the wall at the bottom of the wood. From here, they looked down into Mr. McGregor's garden. Peter's coat and shoes were plainly seen on the scarecrow, topped with an old hat of Mr. McGregor's. Little Benjamin said,
"It spoils people's clothes to squeeze under a gate. The proper way to get in is to climb down a pear tree."
Peter fell down head first, but it was of no consequence, as the bed below was newly raked and quite soft. It had been sown with lettuce. They left a great many odd little footmarks all over the bed, especially Benjamin, who was wearing clogs. Little Benjamin said the first thing to be done was to get back Peter's clothes, in order that they might be able to use the pocket handkerchief. They took them off the scarecrow. There had been rain during the night. There was water in the shoes, and the coat was somewhat shrunk. Peter tried on the hat, but it was too big for him. Then he suggested that they should fill the pocket handkerchief with onions, as a little present for his aunt. Peter did not seem to be enjoying himself. He kept hearing noises. Benjamin, on the contrary, was perfectly at home, and he ate a lettuce leaf. He said that he would often come to the garden with his father, old Mr. Benjamin Bunny, to get lettuce for their Sunday dinner. The lettuce was certainly fine. Peter did not eat anything. He said he should like to go home, now dropping half the onions. Little Benjamin said it was not possible to get back up a pear tree with a load of vegetables. He led the way boldly toward the other end of the garden. They went along a little walk of planks, under a sunny red brick wall. The mice sat on their doorstep cracking cherry stones. They winked at Peter Rabbit and little Benjamin Bunny. Then Peter let the pocket handkerchief go again. They got amongst flower pots and frames and tubs. Peter heard noises worse than ever. His eyes were as big as lollipops. He was a step or two in front of his cousin when he suddenly stopped. This is what those rabbits saw around the corner. Little Benjamin took one look, and then in half a minute, less than no time, he hid himself and Peter and the onions underneath a large basket. The cat got up and scratched herself and came and sniffed at the basket. Perhaps she likes the smell of onions. Anyway, she sat down on top of the basket. She sat there for 5 hours. I cannot draw you a picture of Peter and Benjamin under the basket because it was quite dark and because the smell of onions was fearful. It made Peter Rabbit and little Benjamin cry. The sun got around the wood and it was quite late in the afternoon, but still the cat sat upon the basket. At last, there was a pitter-patter, pitter-patter, and some bits of mortar fell from the wall above. The cat looked up and saw old Mr. Benjamin Bunny prancing along the top of the wall of the upper terrace. He was looking for his son. Old Mr. Bunny had no opinion of cats. He took a tremendous jump off the top of the wall onto the top of the cat and knocked it off the basket and kicked it into the greenhouse, scratching off a handful of fur. The cat was too surprised to scratch back. When old Mr. Bunny had driven the cat into the greenhouse, he locked the door. Then he came back to the basket and took out his son Benjamin by the ears. Then he took out his nephew. Then he took out the handkerchief full of onions and marched out of the garden. When Mr. McGregor returned about a half an hour later, he observed several things that perplexed him. It looked as though some person had been walking all over the garden in a pair of clogs, only the footmarks were too ridiculously little. Also, he could not understand how the cat could have managed to shut herself inside the greenhouse, locking the door from the outside. When Peter got home, his mother forgave him, because she was so glad to see that he found his shoes and coat. Cottontail and Peter folded up the pocket handkerchief, and then old Mrs. Rabbit strung up the onions and hung them from the ceiling, next to the herbs. Thank you for listening to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press subscribe to follow us for new stories and, of course, share them with a friend. If you have a suggestion for a new story, send us an email, magicmonorail@gmail.com. Bedtime Stories is a Magic Monorail production. Until next time, good night.